91X News.
It's 20 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. I'm Brett Bullen. At a breakfast meet and greet at Travelodge Hotel hosted by Belleville's Chamber of Commerce, mayoral candidates for the upcoming municipal election chatted with members of the community and shared their plans for the future of the city. When asked about possible tax cuts and the concern of the payment of his services, Tasso Christopher shared his thoughts.
I haven't publicly said I'm going to be cutting taxes, and which is fine. I just kind of played through the journey that we were on together as a chamber and also as a community of the infrastructure projects we did, the upper level governments that we partnered with the province and the federalities. You know, we successfully completed 22 out of 22 projects.
Christopher is looking to be reelected as Belleville's mayor in October's election. Rural communities are preparing for the worst with a potential work stoppage at Canada Post and the impact it could have on Ontario's municipal elections. Negotiations were extended beyond today's deadline for a strike or lockout, providing some hope that new deals can be struck without a service disruption. But without an agreement in place, small communities that rely on mail-in ballots for October's 22nd municipal vote say they are looking for alternatives. Belleville has a new transit app that is receiving high praise. The on-demand bus hailing service is the first of its kind in North America and allows riders to select a pickup and drop-off location for the Route 11 night bus. The app works in real time to optimize each route to the rider's needs rather than running a fixed route. It is still in the pilot stages, but is available to everyone online through the city's website. For more on this story, visit qnetnews.ca. Small communities can thrive. That's the message that a keynote speaker from Fargo, North Dakota delivered at a cultural summit at Signal Brewery last night. Layla Nasser has the story.
I believe in this community.
Greg Tivine is from a community similar in size to Belleville and Quinte West. Fargo, North Dakota has a thriving art scene and a robust economy. His speech focused on how entrepreneurs are the drivers of our economy while artists drive our culture.
I believe for our population to reach our full potential, we have to support our entrepreneurs and we have to support our artists. It's in that beautiful intersection where communities thrive.
Tivine explains that smaller communities have much to offer.
I don't believe we're at a disadvantage. I just don't think we've celebrated our greatness. I love being from a small town.
As the co-founder of several organizations that give back to the community, Tivine has one last message for those listening to his talk.
The last is in the entrepreneurial community and the arts community is to give before you get. I truly believe generosity is the greatest strategy for transforming a community.
Layla Nasser, QNET News, Corbyville.
Ontarians making minimum wage can no longer expect a raise next year. Labor Minister Laurie Scott says the minimum wage will remain at $14 an hour rather than rising to $15 as planned by the previous Liberal government. The minister would not say whether the minimum wage will eventually go up, saying only that the Progressive Conservative government was conducting studies on the issue. A woman convicted of killing an 8-year-old Ontario girl has been transferred from prison to a healing lodge. Terry Lynn McClintock was convicted of first-degree murder in the 2009 rape and killing of Tori Stafford and given life without parole for 25 years in 2010. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Parliament today that Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale has asked correctional officers to review the transfer.
Our hearts go out to the family of Tori Stafford for the loss they endured and have lived with these past 9 years. The minister has asked that the Commissioner of Correctional Services review such decisions to ensure they are done properly and in accordance with long-standing policy.
McClintock was transferred to the Okemaochee Healing Lodge run by Correctional Services Canada in December. Some police forces are reluctant to use the federally approved roadside test for marijuana impairment. Vancouver Police Spokesman Sergeant Jim Robillard says experts within the department have considered the Dragger drug test 5000 and have decided against using it.
It's quite a bulky device to carry. Also, there's some issues surrounding operating temperatures at under 4 degrees Celsius. It might not operate properly was another issue that came up, and there was some issues surrounding how long it will take to get a sample.
Rob Clark of Dragger Canada says the device is supposed to stay in the car where it's protected from the cold and only takes about 4 minutes to produce a result. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump says what's happening to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is a disgrace that will be reflected in the November election. Three women have now come forward accusing Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. Speaking in New York, where he's attending the U.N. General Assembly, Trump blames Senate Democrats and is suggesting that how they handled the allegations against Kavanaugh will help Republicans at the polls.
I think it's ridiculous. It's a con game that they're playing. The Democrats are playing this game that is disgraceful. It's a disgrace to the country.
Trump adds that the good news is the public is very smart and they get it. Kavanaugh denies the allegations. This is Bill Cosby's first full day of his 3 to 10 year prison sentence for sexual assault. Mark Remillard has the story.
The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections says that Cosby is going through the intake process and will meet with staff from the medical, psychology, and records departments. He's already been given an inmate number and is being held in a single cell unit near the infirmary. The department says Cosby will be allowed phone calls and visitation according to prison policy. In a statement, Corrections Secretary John Wetzel says the long-term goal for Cosby is for him to one day join the general prison population. Mark Remillard, ABC News, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania.
South Carolina is dealing with unprecedented flooding from Hurricane Florence. Jennifer King has more.
Officials in South Carolina are asking for patience as floodwaters from Hurricane Florence continue to move through the state. Here's FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
A lot of the country thinks that Florence came and went, but unfortunately a lot of that water, it takes for weeks for it to process down.
There's good news for Georgetown County, where flooding predictions have gone from 5 to 10 feet down to 2 to 4 feet, but that's still higher than Hurricane Matthew's floods in 2016. Here's South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
This is unprecedented, and we are still in full battle mode.
Early estimates show about 2,000 homes have been damaged, but those numbers are considered preliminary. I'm Jennifer King.
That's QNET News on 91X to 404. Sports is next.
At Doug's Bicycle, we realize that you have choices when it comes to buying a new bike. Here's why we believe that Doug's Bicycle is your best choice. We carry an incredible catalog of brands, including Giant, Specialized, Norco, Santa Cruz, and Cervelo. We offer the longest tune-up coverage, 3 years after your purchase, and lifetime warranties on most frames, as well as a free fitting to make sure you get the most out of your new ride. We also offer the most flexible payment options, including 0% financing for 12 months. Doug's Bicycle, your best choice for bikes.
In sports, it's a new season for the Belleville Senators. With it comes a new coach. Troy Mann has had success coaching in the American Hockey League over the past decade. He hopes to bring his winning attitude to his new team. Tom Goyer has the story.
The CAA arena is filled with the sounds of whistles blowing, pucks hitting sticks, and the boards absorbing the impacts of big hits. Hockey season is back as the Belleville Senators training camp is underway. The Senators are hoping for a bounce-back season after finishing second last in the North Division with only 63 points. New head coach Troy Mann is hoping to continue his winning ways with Belleville.
I've been at both ends of the spectrum. I've won the Calder Cup, I've lost in the finals, and I haven't made playoffs. And to me, not making playoffs or not being in it to the end really sucks.
Mann won the Calder Cup as an assistant for the 2010 Hershey Bears and later lost in the finals as head coach of the Bears in 2016. With the Sens, Mann is pushing a message of slow improvement.
That let's get better individually, let's get better as a team, because at the end of the day, we want to be in the playoffs come April.
Mann hopes to start the season off right with a win in the Sens' first preseason game against Laval on Friday. Tom Goyer, QNET News, Belleville.
John Gibbons officially announced he will not be returning as Blue Jays manager next season. Gibbons signed an extension through 2019 last April. In a heartfelt goodbye, Gibbons said he will be, quote, a Blue Jay for life, and agrees it's probably time for a change. The Toronto Blue Jays play their final home game of the season this afternoon when they conclude a three-game series against the Houston Astros. Rookie Sean Reed Foley will be looking to rebound from a tough start last time against Tampa Bay. Reliever Chris Devinsky is scheduled to start for the Astros. That game is set to get underway with first pitch scheduled for 4:07. Tiger Woods has been selected as one of 12 players on Jim Furyk's U.S. Ryder Cup team. The Americans haven't won the Ryder Cup on European soil since 1993. Golf's biggest star says he's glad his performance earned him inclusion on this year's team.
I was going to be here either way at the beginning of the year because Jim asked me to be vice captain. To have now earned my way onto the team, to have the not only the vice captains, but all the players who want me on the team because I was picked. That means a lot to me.
Woods won his first tournament on the PGA in more than 5 years last Sunday. He has also had 2 second-place finishes this season. The Trenton Golden Hawks are on the ice right now in Newmarket, taking on the Hurricanes. That game is in the second period, with the Golden Hawks trailing 2-0. The Wellington Dukes have the night off. They prepare to welcome in Trenton on Friday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. On to weather. The forecast for Belleville today, cloudy, clearing this evening, high of 22 with a humidex of 29. Tonight will be clear with a low of 8. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 16. At 4:08, it's 20 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brett Bullen, QNET News. News on 91X next at 6:00.